Now then, I'm sure we all remember, I know I do, getting your dad's record collection out and dancing around in the front room on the sofa to something like Pink Floyd or the theme from the Wombles. And then we moved on, we got CDs, and the first album I got was by the Spice Girls. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I got the Spice Girls, and then I put that in my CD player, had some more dancing on the sofa, and then the download came along. And here's where things start to get complicated. You see, the problem is that a lot of people, and young people in particular, are downloading the music and not paying for it. And when I next spoke to Fergal, our discussion turned to his new role as the head of UK music. I asked him whether he was planning a crackdown on this illegal downloading.
Music is a new organisation set up by the industry about 9 months ago now, and is a bringing together of pretty much the whole of the commercial sector of the music industry. So UK Music does represent the interests now of everyone from the artists and the composers and the musicians and the performers through record companies, music publishers, managers, collection societies, and a very big constituency within the industry. Crackdown's certainly not the language I would try and use. What we are trying to do is try and resolve something that is a bit of a problem and has been causing the industry quite a lot of problems. And that's not in terms of just trying to sound like that we're not trying to work with this and try to deal with it in the most productive way possible. It's just a very difficult position. And it puts an organisation like UK Music in quite a difficult position when we watch young artists, young musicians, young performers trying to begin and develop their careers, watching people like record companies and managers and others and trying to invest and support those young artists developing their careers, and then struggling simply because people are giving their music away for free on the internet.
How much of a problem is it? Because I'd imagine, let's say I'm Madonna,
yep,
and I'm earning 160 odd million pounds a year,
sure,
and a few people download some of my songs illegally.
Wouldn't we all like to be Madonna earning that kind of money? But the reality is, and I'll put Madonna slightly aside, the simple truth of the matter is, like any business, and it's a bit of an old analogy, but football's and a fairly straightforward one, that kind of thing applies to possibly 99% of musicians never get close to anything like Madonna, having that kind of level of success, level of fame, and level of income. Actually, the reality is for most musicians, and I'm talking way over 90% here, actually earn under kind of the average salary in this country, and actually struggle. They might earn something remotely looking like £15,000, £20,000 a year. They just don't. So for most of them, it's actually quite a tough thing being out there and trying to be a musician. Now, that's not asking for the sympathy vote by any means at all, because quite a lot of them obviously get into it because they want to be making music. The simple reality is we have a problem where we now estimate there's about 6 million people here in the United Kingdom that are regularly downloading music off the internet and not paying for it. And it's just trying to get them to understand, we acknowledge that the music industry is now pushing forward very hard in trying to ensure there's as many and different types of music services as possible. And if you think about it, there's quite an extraordinary number of ways now to legitimately consume music on the internet. And just so everybody's clear on it, Tom, I am very, very happy for fans of music to get the music they want in whatever way, in whatever platform they want it. I don't have any difficulty with any of that whatsoever. I just have a responsibility, and actually I think all of us have a responsibility, that for those musicians and creators and people within the industry that make a choice that they would like to be paid for their time and effort, talent and ability, and for turning up to work every day, I think all of us have a responsibility to try and make sure that happens. Because let's face it, how many of us would be prepared to go to work every day and not get paid?
Okay, I admit it's not quite the apocalypse, but it's still a bit of a problem. And in part 3 of 3, I'll be talking to Fergal about how we deal with it.